Jackson Hewitt. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, January 22nd, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. A lot to do on a Reaction Monday, and I can imagine there is a lot of reaction that you want to get off your chest about Zion Williamson committing to Duke on Saturday night, shocking the world. And he was right. He shocked the world. Of course, when he said I'm going to shock the world, didn't know it was Duke. Duke wouldn't shock the world when he said he's going to shock the world. Anyway, we'll talk about that decision, and I'll take my medicine on that one. Clemson beats Notre Dame 67-58 in this one. Tigers improved to 16-3 overall, 5-2 in the ACC. Gabe DeVoe, 17 points. Sheldon Mitchell, Marquise Reed with 12. Dante Grantham in his last Clemson game, 11 points. We say last because, in case you didn't hear the news yesterday, Dante Grantham, torn ACL, out for the year. Awful news on both ends for Clemson basketball. 1 out of 3, they did get the win, which is very important. Didn't get Zion, didn't, and now Dante Grantham gone for the year there. The Tigers now go to Virginia, second-ranked Virginia, tomorrow night up in Charlottesville, and a very, very tall mountain. Need to take the Sherpa up there on the team playing with them. Recruiting from the weekend, a lot to do. Two official visitors to Clemson to tell you about, and O'Neal and Hill. We'll tell you about both those two safeties and tell you about some other interesting stuff that went on, not only here with about 27 juniors, but also with the seniors that they're chasing and where all they went over the weekend. As we signed off on Friday, we found out Zarek Cooper transferring. Probably the right thing for him. Wish him all the best, and he did handle everything right. So we'll talk a lot about some of those things coming up. NFL, the Super Bowl is set. Patriots going to their 10th Super Bowl, 8th under Belichick and Tom Brady. They beat the Jaguars yesterday 24-20, despite Gronkowski being out, despite Brady being cut, despite all the other things going on. They come back and win at home. And then the Eagles last night put it all over the Vikings. And I think a surprise, 3 Vikings turnovers and a very efficient Eagles on both sides of the football, 38-7. Nice win for Philadelphia as they head back to the Super Bowl. Got some college basketball to talk about from the weekend and a really busy slate, as you could tell, from Saturday and Sunday. In case you missed it yesterday, second-ranked Virginia did go on to beat Wake Forest over in Winston-Salem at the Lawrence Joel Coliseum, 59-49. 25th-ranked Miami went to NC State and won 86-81. And in the ACC, Louisville just stays really hot. And even though they're not ranked, they beat Boston College 77-59 yesterday. A nice win for all, and they keep things going with well, you know, how things are going there. I think a good season, all things considering there. We can get to the rest of college basketball world. We'll talk about that Tennessee beating South Carolina. We can talk about all that coming up. On the golf this past weekend, three big-time winners. PGA Tour, John Rahm wins in a four-hole playoff at the Abu Dhabi Classic. And on the European Tour, Tommy Fleetwood wins after shooting 22 under par. And over in Asia, Sergio Garcia wins. So three Europeans win across the three tours yesterday. We have a, speaking of golf, bad news, Zion's not coming. Good news, Tiger Woods is coming. It's Tiger Week. So we'll talk about that as the show goes on. Our telephone numbers here on a Reaction Monday, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our HealthDare text line, 864-986-1566. You can also reach us on our Twitter feeds at Mickey Plowler and at Mr. Orr 24. The captain of the ship, El Capitan, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24, and the guy that I must apologize because I got his hopes up way too high and I took my medicine. And I'm going to take my medicine all day today. And I got to tell you, I'm sorry. It didn't work out. Zion's not coming. And as a result, I will go back to like joining the other Clemson basketball fans now and just telling you that I'll be negative Nelly and we can all say doom and gloom and how terrible basketball is around here. We'll never win. Facilities are bad. Oh, no history. No support. Nobody cares about it. So I'll go back to being that guy again. The positive guy didn't work. We'll go back to it. My sincerest apologies, Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey.
You were right. I was wrong.
This is not something I wanted to be right on, for the record.
I know.
But here we are.
You were right. I was wrong.
It happens, and we will move on to bigger and better things.
I had, within 2 seconds, a Duke basketball fan texted me, and his text read, "Holy excrement."
Mm-hmm.
When he said it, my wife, we pulled out, she had champagne. I had been a little toddy. We're like, yeah, Clemson basketball is about to change. And he said, I'm going to be taken or I'm going to be committed to whatever. And I said, Clemson. And he said, Duke. And I said, holy excrement. Holy duty.
Mm-hmm.
Holy poop. And I was like, oh, nobody saw it. Now, I'm sure. Go ahead. And for those that want to pile on me today. I was, like most people involved around here, like most people across the country, the crystal balls were 87% Clemson. Let's just go back and review a little bit of why we felt that way. I know that, again, you called me up and ripped me. If that's what you want to do it today. 4% of the crystal balls on 247 were to Duke. 4%. And I saw several rankings come into it. I felt that the people were right. I felt Duke was fifth coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Clemson 1, North Carolina 2, South Carolina 3, Kentucky 4, Duke 5, and Kansas 6. My cousin, who is an assistant golf coach at Kansas, texted me. She said, oh, my God, everybody here at Kansas thought it was Clemson. And so it was a major surprise, an absolute major surprise. And congratulations. Look, I don't give the kid a hard time. He got to go where he wants to go to school, and I'm happy for him. That's great for him. But let me tell you what a shock that it was. There were at least four Clemson websites that were there. I don't know, there's only four. All four of them were there. There were two North Carolina websites were there. I can tell you that despite Duke having two really prominent basketball recruiting websites, Duke Blue Devils, whatever it is, there were no Duke websites there. The biggest commitment, they didn't even expect it to happen. Mike Krzyzewski didn't know, obviously. And you would think that if Duke has a chance of getting a player, the number two player in the country, then Duke websites would be there. They didn't show up because Duke didn't think he was coming. And then you go back to putting two and two together. His dad or stepdad telling Clemson staff at one point in time they had a mile and a half lead. The idea at one point in time he made the comment, I want to go to a school that has a great football program. I enjoy watching that part of it. Is that Duke? At one point in time, he said, I'm going to shock the world. Now, he shocked it because nobody thought it was Duke, but when he said, I'm going to shock the world, would you have been shocked if it was Duke? So the comments leading up to it just didn't make a whole lot of, it just didn't carry over. And in the end, he did shock the world. He shocked Duke, shocked everybody else. And he gets to go be a part of what all there is around there now, so. Congratulations to Duke, and I'm happy for him. That's where he wants to go to school. That being said, and I'm not going to bash him because he made the right decision for him, but he's the enemy now.
Sure.
He did not choose our family. He chose their family, so now he's the guy that you want to go take down. But
him, the number one recruit, number three recruit, and number 10 recruit in that class.
Four top 10s in the same class.
So,
you know, we'd heard this. How about this school thought? Zion's never not been the guy, and he stayed close to home. He could have gone to all these prep schools, but he stayed close to home, and he was the man, and almost like being the man around, you know, the best player. That's not going to happen now, and he's not close to home now. I don't know, man. It went against all the conventional wisdom, including the words that were told to the Clemson staff about the whole thing, and just really, really surprised on Saturday night.
He played it close to the vest. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Nobody knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And he pulled out the old Duke hat, and it is what it is.
How shocked were you?
I audibly gasped. Oh, my. Like, it was all right. Shocking.
You thought it was going to be North Carolina?
I did.
I know North Carolina sent a big... Here's one thing, looking back in hindsight. Rich, remember when he postponed signing and we thought he was going to sign in the fall, and mm-hmm. he didn't? And I told you then, I said, man, that's not good news for Clemson, because I thought it was Clemson up at that point in time. But in thinking about it, he never took an official visit here. Remember he stood him up on that one weekend he was supposed to come in town?
Yep.
And he stood him up. Probably could have seen it then, but didn't want to see it then. And let me say this again. I'll take my medicine. I'm a big boy.
You got crushed on Twitter after that happened.
What is it?
Just a bunch of people tagging both of us in it. It was not good.
That's fine. If you feel like the kind of person wants to kick somebody,
I know.
That's fine. I'll be your punching bag today. That's fine through all that. Part of the thing in that I felt like is it's just time to raise expectations around here. I took a little Dabo Sweeney approach, a little positivity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, I've been to hundreds of Clemson basketball games. And I've sat there like every fan in the world of, oh, no, here we go again. We just missed a free throw. We just turned it over. The other team's made two threes in a row. Oh, no, here we go again. I decided to take a little different attitude about the thing. So, yeah, let's go back to being the, oh, no, poor, pitiful us. Grantham now out. Can't make the NCAA tournament. Brownell, you can't recruit. They'll never sign anybody. It's a football school. There's not history, not facilities, not support. Let's go. We can go back to that if you want to. Just try a little different approach, man. A little bit different positivity out there. It didn't work. So we'll see what comes out of it. How shocked were you that it was Duke and not North Carolina?
I mean, obviously very shocked. You talk about the 4% crystal ball thing. Nobody was talking about Duke going
Nobody.
Forward. You know what? He played it close to the vest. Like I said, he played it close to the vest. It was almost impressive how much people didn't know about his recruiting process that went on for so long. And it is what it is. You know, egg on Clemson's face for thinking they had a chance at the kid. I don't understand the naysayers that are out there, you know, poking fun at Clemson. You didn't get him either.
Like, oh, yeah.
You didn't land Zion Williamson either.
Yeah.
And we're the ones that looked dumb. I don't get it. But what are you going to do?
Well, you get that segment just wants to. It's kind of like the people who watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. And when that person doesn't get the rose or whatever, they laugh at them because you feel so sorry about your life that you have to make fun of others, I guess, through some of that anyway, or feel take pleasure in someone else's pain. That's fine. You can do that. Speaking of pain, man, the Dante Grantham stuff, that's just extremely difficult to watch. A guy that was, you know, we've heard Brad Barnell talk about his show. I'm going to talk about his program now and talk about one of the differences is this positivity in Dante Grantham and just what a good kid he is. And then when he went down, I didn't think it was that big of a deal when he first went down. And then we find out the news wasn't good originally Saturday night. And then Sunday, it was because of confirmation, torn ACL out for the year.
Did you watch it on TV or you got the game?
I watched on TV. I had a golf tournament. Actually, it ran a little long, and there was a bunch of people there who had tickets that were going. And, like, you know, we had a little frost delay, you know, Saturday morning. Trying to be nice, but it's just over there in Easy Smithville. Great
gorgeous weekend, by the way. Gorgeous weekend.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Not as bad as my – if you think Clemson basketball took on chin this week, you don't see my golf game. Anyway. So I listened to the first half on the way home, and I got there about, I don't know, about 6 minutes ago in the first half, and then watched the whole second half on TV. Dickie V was there. It could have been a great day, man.
It was a good – they won. They won the basketball game. And they won it in a style that was convincing.
Yeah.
When it happened, I have a connection when I'm running that broadcast to Milstead where it's only him and I can talk to each other.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Hey, what does it look like on TV?" I go, "It looks like his ACL just exploded." And it was non-contact. It landed and the knee buckled. Yeah. It was evident from the beginning to me, at least. Mm. And it sucks.
Sucks.
Absolutely sucks. Because now you're forcing a guy like Amir Sims into more playing time. You're forcing, or Amir Sims. Yeah, is it Amir?
Yeah.
And then you're forcing a Trap into playing time.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Nice three from Amir Sims, by the way.
Yeah.
Huge bucket that was.
And Brunell had talked about wanting to get him more playing time.
Didn't want it this way.
Didn't want it this way.
Yeah, didn't want it this way at all.
So.
Anyway, we'll let's talk about that again. Super Bowl, Clemson basketball, Zion recruiting, PGA Tour golf. A busy week. You see, Jalen Hurts cut his hair, and he looks pretty good at it. Man, he looks a lot better. Should have cut those snakes a long time ago. Got a lot to talk about today. Include a bunch of recruiting news later on as well. Hey, if you didn't get that piece of jewelry that you wanted for Christmas, or she wanted for Christmas, and you really want to come up with a special design, it's never too late to see the staff at Reed's Jewelers. Reed's Jewelers is right next to the Haywood Mall, right next to Belk, in the middle of it all, on the upper level there. Go and let them save your day for you. You got Valentine's Day coming up, and several different stores throughout the upstate know that you can go visit them if you like. In the end, you're going to come back to Reed's. North America's largest family-owned jeweler. It's for good friends at Reed's. Whether it's the unique Swiss watch for your man or the diamonds, earrings, or bracelets for the lady on your list, Reed's Jewelers wants to be your jeweler. They want to work hard to earn your business. Not only do I shop there, a lot of our listeners, a lot of our friends, a lot of our family, they all go to Reed's. Reed's Jewelers, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right next to Belt, right in the middle of it all, online at Reed's.com. That's Reeds.com. Hey, Zeke, hang on, man. Coming straight to you. More when you return. It's the Mickey Pyle Show. More after this.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. There's something on the menu to satisfy every fan's appetite. Take your game day to new heights with any of our shareable items. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Our man caves are decked out with tons of HD TVs. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Breaking the news.
The Branch Davidians.
David Koresh.
Yes. Full-blown war.
This Wednesday, Paramount Network brings you the inside story of the shocking siege in Waco, Texas, with a six-part television event.
Please stop! There are women and children in here!
Starring Michael Shannon, John Leguizamo, and Taylor Kitsch's David Koresh.
To play this guy who's the most complex guy I've ever played in my life, it's incredible.
You came here to be tested. This is a test.
Waco, a six-part television event, premieres Wednesday at 10 on Paramount Network.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I'm very popular in my home right now because my wife went to Urban Nirvana and I am king of the castle right now. She had a great experience Saturday. I know that everything is great. So I'm the man again. And it was easy. I got to admit, I want to make it sound like it's really hard to make it look like I did all the sacrifices for my wife. But I didn't. I clicked on a tab. I went to a website, clicked on a tab, entered my credit card stuff, gave it to them, sent it to her, and everything's good. Urban Nirvana, she loves it. Locations in Charleston and Columbia and Lexington and Greenville. She went to the Greenville location and McBee Station and absolutely loved it. Go by and see her good friends at Urban Nirvana. Great in a hair salon stuff. I don't think she's ever done that. Even though we got a good friend who works for them down in Charleston. Oh, and the awesome experience of the day spa and the beta makeovers and the facials and the prenatal massages. It's all great. Men, just do yourself the biggest favor. I will tell you this and do this. I will tell you this. Zach, good news here is advertising works. When she got over there, she was told that you would not believe how many of our men listeners buy gift certificates for their women. So guys, keep it up. They appreciate your business. And if you haven't done it, try it out. She's going to love it. UrbanNirvana.com. Telephone number 654 Roar on a Reaction Monday. And let me say this before we get to Zeke quickly. Zach knew my pain this morning. So it brings me a little Frappuccino. That's what I'm talking about, buddy. You didn't kick me while I was down.
Can't even do it.
You brought me something else. My wife said, I got my hair did tons of times there at Urban Nirvana. She got her hair did. So that was good. Zeke is up first. Northern Communication phone line 654 Roar. Good morning, Zeke. How you doing?
What's up, Mickey? Listen, I'm not sure why you're depressed this morning. What Brownell's got over there, you got better players than Zion Williamson on your team right now. Okay, that's a fact. You got better basketball players. This is a kid that I said earlier. He's 6'6", 275. You've never seen any highlights of him crossing over and pulling up and busting threes because there aren't any. He's going to be forced to play the four, Duke, because at the small four position, R.J. Barrett's just a whole lot better than him. That's why he's rated number one player in the class. So he'll go to 6'6", 275 into the four to play for the Brotherhood, whatever the Brotherhood is at Duke. I don't know what that is, but I guess that's a new thing they have, the Brotherhood. So the bottom line is you've got better basketball players. This kid is he's a lot like the Seventh Woods was coming out of Columbia. He's a YouTube sensation of dunks. He's a highlight athletic dunking machine. But he has no three-point shot, Mickey. He struggles on the perimeter, and he dominates at Spartanburg Day against small Class A competition. So I just don't think – listen, I'd take Dante Grantham as a senior over Zion Williamson as a freshman all day long, and I'll stand by that. So I'm not sure why the kid was even looking at North Carolina, because he's not replacing Cam Johnson, a fifth-year senior, in the starting lineup next year. So he was coming off the bench at North Carolina. So I just don't think it's a big loss. I mean, I know you'd like to add him, Mickey, but I promise you, man, those two senior guards return, you're going to be just fine. College basketball is a guards game anyway, and with those two guys, Elijah Thomas, your program's in good hands with the way it's going, and I think Sim's going to turn out and be a really good basketball player for you. So I know you'd like to have him, but and everything I was told was he was Clemson bound also. It changed late in the game, but you weren't wrong to say that, Mickey, because I've got pretty good sources, and I was told Clemson was about as locked as you can get. Matter of fact, his stepfather even said that Clemson had a mile and a half lead until the very end.
Yeah.
Don't know how they lost that lead, but it's, you know, so the family's even saying Clemson was in the driver's seat. But, you know, listen, somehow Capel got in there and Krzyzewski and they sold them on something. But, you know, the kid will be playing at 6'6", 275. He'll be playing in the post. He will not be developing any perimeter game at Duke because they got better perimeter players. And sometimes kids make bad choices. You see in football and basketball, you go, man, why'd they choose there? Just not sure that was the best choice. I think Clemson would have been a better choice. Heck, I think South Carolina would have been a choice. And I'm not sure Kentucky would have been a better choice. I thought Duke and North Carolina would have been the worst choices for him based on who they already had there or who was going there. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that one. I'll just leave it at that. I don't think it's a gigantic loss like you do, in my opinion. I've watched him play. I watched him get outplayed a few different times by different small forwards. So, you know, we'll leave that at that. As far as Dante Grantham, man, I hate that for the kid. He's just a really good kid. Forget a basketball player. This is talking about a really good character kid who's really put in his time at Clemson. Was having an all-ACC-type season. But it will be interesting to see what Sims does now. I like his game. Doesn't have the strength of a Dante and doesn't have the experience. But again, that backcourt's going to carry you a long way, Mickey. It's March is about guards, not about post players. And I think with that backcourt, the threesome together, you know, I still think Clemson, in my opinion, Clemson looks every bit of a team that can go to the second weekend and be playing in a Sweet 16 because that backcourt can carry them that far. If you can beat Miami, if you can battle North Carolina like they did on their home court, beat Miami, win the games they've won, listen, to me, you can beat any other teams in the country. So we'll be interested to see that going to a brutal place in Charlottesville with their defense without Grantham. But, again, I think your DM matchup, well, I think it'd be a very low-scoring game, low 60s, high 50s, maybe mid-60s. But, again, I think that guard, you're going to need to shoot the ball well there, Mickey, and you're capable of doing that. But, again, I think it'd be a tough matchup, but I think you guys can give Virginia a really good game. But, don't beat yourself up, Mickey. You didn't go out on a limb. You were with myself and everybody else out there on this one, and I don't think you're wrong on this one. I just think things changed late in the game, and that's why it's tough to predict what the high school kids are going to do. And by the way, Mickey, before I sign off, if the kid wants to play at Duke, you didn't want him at Clemson, and I didn't want him at North Carolina, and I'll hang up and listen, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate the phone call. I was asked yesterday by a friend, have you ever seen it, like, turn? I said, I don't know that he was going to Clemson, so I can't say turn. But the one that I know of, I told this on the air not too long ago, Sam Montgomery from Greenwood, went to LSU, was a great player in college. You know, he wasn't a great NFL player. I think he's in the Canadian football now or something, but he wasn't a great NFL player. Anyway, Sam Montgomery, ESPNU studios right up here in Charlotte. And from Greenwood, what's that, maybe 2.5 hours, maybe something like that. So they wanted him to come and do it on signing day at ESPN Studios.
He's in Edmonton Eskimo right now.
Is he?
Yes.
He said sure. And so on signing day he went up and he's supposed to go on at like 12:30. Well, like 10 minutes, the commercial break before he goes on, he calls Nick Saban at Alabama. He says, "Coach, I'm about to sign right here on ESPN. You might want to watch." And the signs of LSU.
Oh my!
That's like the gutsy deal there. So that's a little bit different deal. You know, well, look, I think Zion's going to be a really good player. I think I wouldn't have thought that, you know, wouldn't have got excited about it if I didn't think he's going to be a great player. And so, you know, we'll see. The thing about this team. Well, think about that. It was, you know, it provided a little bit of hope for Clemson basketball and a chance to make a big splash for Clemson basketball. The thing I hate for this one is that this team is now 16-3, and you lose your best player. And so, man, that's going to be really, really tough. And now, and it wasn't a deep team to begin with. You know, this is a lot. I told you this many, many times on the show. Clemson basketball is an awful lot like the Tampa Bay Rays or the Oakland A's or some small market like baseball teams. And those teams can win. But their margin for error is razor thin. If they make a bad trade, the D-Rays or the Marlins or the A's or some of those teams, they're just shot. Minnesota Twins are shot. They draft well, they bring players along well, and they happen to get lucky, and they stay healthy, they can win. An injury kills those guys. The Red Sox and Yankees and Dodgers and some of those teams, man, they're so deep that, you know, they make a bad free agent deal. Well, that's okay. We'll go sign another guy. We'll bring somebody else up, you know, that their margin of error is much wider. So Dante Grantham's injury is the worst of news for this Clemson basketball team. And a guy who's playing at a very, very high level. Mm-hmm. And now moving forward, you feel terrible for him. I do think that there will be a rally around the adversity, rallied around the troops, and that, hey, it's us versus the world again. And everybody, you know, wants to be a big, you know, look us down now. And oh, poor pitiful us, our season's gone. So they'll find a way to rally around that.
The good news is, as a team, you've built yourself a bit of a lead in terms of where you thought you would be expectations-wise and where you thought your season would be at this point in time.
Yep.
You would hope there's a response. There's a bit of a rally around your fallen brother, if you will. It's going to be tough to replace the consistent scoring, and it's going to be tough to replace the calming influence on the court.
Yep.
Grantham this season, even if the buckets are not falling for him, has been a guy who has helped organize fast breaks, helped organize defense, helped organize transition.
Great passion at transition game.
Exactly. So it's going to be hard to replace that, and it's going to take some time. And can they? I mean, can they replace it? I don't know. I don't know if they can. But we will find out starting on Tuesday.
Well, Tuesday's not a good barometer because Virginia holds people. I'm looking now. These are teams that held to less than 50 points in a college basketball game. 40 minutes, less than 50 points. UNC Greensboro, Austin Peay, Vanderbilt scored 42 on them. Wisconsin scored 37 on them. Savannah State had 47. Hampton had 48. North Carolina had 49. Now, Wake Forest had 49. Georgia Tech had 48. And you say, that you know, that's a ton of teams in there. NC State just had 51. You know, Virginia Tech had 52. In ACC games this year, ready for this? Boston College, 58. Virginia Tech, 52. North Carolina, 49. Syracuse had 61. NC State had 51. Georgia Tech, 48. And Wake Forest had 49.
Who's their losses this year?
They have one loss to West Virginia, 68-61.
Jeez.
At West Virginia.
Jeez.
They beat Vanderbilt, beat Wisconsin, beat Boston College, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Syracuse, NC State, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest. They're on a big winning streak right now. But this is athletic, long, shutdown defense. And you can't judge Tuesday night for the rest of the season. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, by the way, from Charlottesville. It will be a huge uphill battle. Virginia, an 85% chance to win the game. Tomorrow night. The hope is that Clemson gets to 10-8, which would be 5-6 down the stretch. So I got to find 5 wins. Can you find 5 in here for me? Do you agree with that, by the way? 10-8 gets you in?
Yeah.
All right. Find me 5 coming down the stretch.
Sure.
Virginia, no.
No.
At Georgia Tech?
Yeah. You can win that game.
Okay. North Carolina home.
That's going to be a tough game to win, by the way. There's no doubt about it. Because winning on the road in the ACC is apparently impossible these days.
Yeah.
But yes, you can win that game.
North Carolina home.
I don't think you win that game, no.
I agree with you. At Wake Forest,
yep.
That's winnable.
Yep.
Pittsburgh at home.
You should win that game.
Yep. At Florida State,
Yeah.
Duke at home, At Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech at home.
Of the Duke, Florida State, and Virginia Tech, you got to win one of those.
Yeah, two of those are on the road. Georgia Tech at home.
Yep.
Florida State at home.
You could.
Yeah, at Syracuse.
Yeah.
So,
That's tough.
It's tough.
You're barely getting to the five wins.
Yep. That would be, if you only had four, it'd be 9-9. Does that get you in or not? I don't know, man. I don't know. I just feel terrible for Grantham. I feel terrible for the staff. I feel terrible for the kids. But find a way to not. They won't feel sorry for themselves.
Is there a significance to the 10 wins in conference? Is that usually what gets people in?
I just think 10-8.
You just think that? You've seen that before?
No, I don't know, man.
You just feel good about that number. I feel good about that digit.
Yeah. The RPI is really good right now. And the RPI is going to stay good because they have some really good wins, and these losses coming down the stretch, the losses won't absolutely kill them by any stretch. After Saturday's win, Clemson's sixth in the RPI. You know, think about it like this for a second. You're sixth in the RPI, and you're 16-3, and yet you didn't get a recruit Saturday night, and you lost your best player to ACL, so there's doom and gloom now. You know, there is a – it comes in football because of Dabo Swinney. Your best player goes down in Deshaun Watson, and you find a way to scratch out a win. You beat Oklahoma without him. You find a way, right? You're positive about it. Hey, we're going to get the best players back out there. We're going to find a way to win.
Sure.
And so, trust me, Brad Brunell and his team aren't poor, pitiful us. Woeworth is me. Feel sorry for us right now.
This felt kind of similar to that in terms of the Hope situation when the news broke about the ACL.
Deshaun Watson?
When that happened, and then when Dante tore his ACL, he's not on the same level as Deshaun Watson at this school. He never will be.
Yeah.
But he provided some hope towards a sporting team.
Yeah.
And it felt similar.
I agree. I totally agree with that. Colt and Don, hang on, coming straight to you. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. I love my Engineered Sleep bed. I got to tell you, man, my back feels great. My body feels great. I have the best as far as it comes to bed. We went with the adjustable bed, and the daddy dog, and all that kind of stuff, and the king size bed, and it's just awesome. I will tell you this. Few things in life you get custom made just for you. An Engineered Sleep bed is exactly what you could be looking at, should be looking at. And don't do it at wholesale pricing. I mean, at retail pricing. Do it at wholesale pricing. Get a very fair price. Go over, try it out. It's a unique buying experience, and it is an experience that you will not have any post-purchase mortem. I can tell you that. We love it. It's one of the best decisions we made. It's Jay and Davis Orders. Great family tradition, family business over there. The brothers do a great job of it. It's a unique situation. You're going to love watching them make your mattress and taking it home with you. It's a great deal. To find out about the best in it, it's Engineered Sleep and engineersleep.com. Hang on if you're on hold. We're coming straight to you. Short break. More right after this.
The Clemson Tigers men's basketball team heads back out on the road Tuesday night for a matchup with the Virginia Cavaliers in Charlottesville. It's the Tigers and the Cavaliers. Pre-game begins at 6:30 p.m. with a 7 p.m. tip-off on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson Tigers men's basketball on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
For decades, businesses in the upstate have trusted John Rogers and his company, Office Pro Upstate, with their copier, printer, and document management needs. Their dedicated team delivers world-class products from Ricoh and Savin and exceptional local service. For your IT and network services needs, consider letting Office Pro Upstate install, configure, monitor, and maintain your business network. Contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919 or online at officeproupstate.com. Office Pro Upstate, putting experience to work for you.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
The holidays are over and your guests have left your carpet looking like a mess. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning can help. For the month of January, you get three rooms cleaned for $109 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now at 558-7300. That's 558-7300. Or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Get three rooms cleaned for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, is the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our Pro Desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Shop the Kitchen and Bath event for Home Depot exclusives like the Kohler Rubicon single-handle bath faucet. Now at a new, lower price, just $79. Its brushed nickel finish and Art Deco style complement any decor. Contemporary, classic, yours. No one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. And right now, the Kohler Rubicon faucet is just $79. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Kenty Foundation Specialist wants to help you. If you have any kind of foundation issues, don't lose your biggest investment. That's your home. That's your business. Don't lose your biggest investment. Go with Kenty Foundation Specialist. Let them help you out. KentyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. KentyCanFixIt.com. For a free quote today, whether it's an exterior brick or cracks in your exterior brick or mortar, or interior cracks above doorways or windows or chimneys that might be pulling away from your home, or uneven or sloping floors, windows or doors that might become sick or jammed, go with Canty Can Fix It. Canty Foundation Specialist, CantyCanFixIt.com. All right, a couple phone calls here. Thank you, buddy. You know what amazes me? And Colton Don, I'm coming straight to you.
What's that?
It's like, and I hate to make a blanket statement about it, and they might be really good people, but like, send me your text. Guy goes, Mike in North Carolina. Yo, Mickey, Zion picked Duke. Where'd you say he was going to go? LOL. Like, hey, Mike, thanks for informing me that it was Duke. You knew where I said he was going to go, but what kind of person would text somebody in the morning to try to kick at them or try to, you know, Mike, you might be the nicest guy in the world, but your text sucked. And to be honest with you, answer that question for me, Zach. What kind of person would send a text like that? Like, oh, yeah.
Duke fan?
No, that guy's not a Duke fan.
He's in North Carolina.
He's not a Duke fan, though.
Might be.
And Duke fans didn't go to Duke either, by the way. Let's be clear about that. Hey, I saw you got a really bad chest cold, man. hope you got a good fever this morning. Sorry you got an accident this weekend. How's your car? What's the total on your damage on your car, buddy? Seriously. You got fired over the weekend, huh? How's the unemployment life helping you, buddy, huh? You know, like what kind of person would send that kind of thing? Yo, he picked Duke. Really? Didn't know that. Asking me. You knew where I said he was going to go. He didn't go there, so let me text you to kind of LOL you. Yeah. Saw your wife left you. How's that marriage working out for you, bub? You know? Seriously, man. Answer me that, Zach. Do you know people that are like that?
I feel like we all do.
I don't know anybody like that. Like,
there's somebody out there.
I mean, I know there are people there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not shocked that you'd get something like that. But do you know, like, do you know anybody that would actually do that?
No. Not off the top of my head.
Girlfriend broke up with you. How's that relationship going, bud? Seriously, man.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Flu got you down. What's your temperature up to, buddy? Jeez. True story. We know someone who had a Zion Williamson orange. It was a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Williamson 12 on it. Burned it Saturday night. You don't need it anymore. That's not really a slap. You don't need it anymore. 654 Roar. Colt is in Greenville. Good morning, Colt. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing all right. How y'all doing?
Man, we couldn't be better. Everything's great.
Yeah, I heard the conversation earlier. I'm new to the area down here. I'm from North Carolina originally, and y'all were talking about Clemson's basketball team. 10-8. 10-8 is getting you in the tournament. Clemson's definitely a tournament team this year. I think even without the best player there, you know, going down, I think you still got a heck of a squad. And you know, truth be told, I'm an NC State fan. Enjoyed watching the two games this well, not so much the first game, but the second game was a little bit better. But one thing that I want to ask you guys about, like I said, new to the area down here for, you know, hadn't listened a whole lot, but, what is the general consensus down here in this area about the way the ACC in general is run as a conference? And what I mean by that is, you know, from a fan standpoint, it's hard for fans from NC State or schools, you know, I guess in the original ACC, we have a problem with the fact that, for example, the commissioner of the ACC is a graduate of one of the institutions. And his previous job before ACC commissioner was athletic director at one of those institutions. And how this all ties into the academic scandal that happened at that previous institution and so on and so forth. So just interested to get you all's take on it and what you all think.
Colt, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot. Clemson's disdain for John Swofford goes back to 1983, where the Tigers were put on extra year probation by the ACC and Swofford. They're always going to have disdain for that and whatever role he might have had as the athletic director of North Carolina in that one, whoever called for that one. They'll always go back to that. I think that Clemson has gotten a very fair shake from the ACC in recent years in knowing that nowadays in your television contracts, about 80% of the revenue is created through football, not basketball. Whenever basketball was the bell cow of the league and basketball money ruled the league, then certainly Tobacco Road ruled the league. Now this is a football league because football drives the college football, college athletic revenue money. 80% of it comes from football, 20% from men's basketball. So with that said, Clemson's now the big boy, Florida State's now the big boy, and Virginia Tech, and those teams have, in Miami now, those teams have a lot more clout in this league than when it was a basketball first Tobacco Road League. As the league got bigger, more expansive geographically, they lost a little bit of their pull there, I think. And then the North Carolina having their all of their academic issues, even though nothing came of it, basically. But the embarrassment of it all, I think a lot of that kind of played out a little bit there, too. But it's a football-driven television world now. It's a football-driven revenue world now. And as a result, Clemson's at the front of the bus, and they don't really have the disdain they once had for the ACC, considering that they're now a much bigger card, much bigger player at the table. Don is in Pendleton, 654 Roar. Hey, Don, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey.
You doing okay, buddy? Have a good weekend?
I did. Excellent weekend. But I, you know, a little disappointed in some things, of course. But as the basketball the program as it stands, I thought back to several things that you've said in the past. How, man, Brownell just can't get a break, or this Nate bit, and then on the day that you don't get the biggest recruit that you could possibly have, and the way that all shakes out. And then to find out that Dante Grantham gets the season-ending knee injury, man, that's heartbreaking, especially when you feel like you have some momentum in the program. And this is a true test to see if the program is going to kind of bounce back and kind of endure this. And that it would be heartbreaking for them not to get to that 10-8 stage and make this tournament. If they can make the tournament, man, you can kind of feel like, you know what, we survived and, you know, we're going to bounce back. But if they don't, man, it just seemed like Brownell snake bit for real. And so just I know you've talked about that, so I don't really need to get your thoughts as much. But that's just something I wanted to express. But briefly, could you talk about Clemson's Junior Day recruiting weekend, if you cover that? I don't know if you're going to cover that in the show later on today, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on that as well.
I'll do it right now, buddy. I appreciate the phone call, Don. Thanks an awful
Thank
lot.
You.
All right, buddy. They had about 20, I think 27 was the final number. That number, mine, I hadn't confirmed all of those. Everything went, I think, about as good as it could. Of the 27, there were, bear with me as it is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 of the 27 were top 200 players. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them were top 100 players, top 250 in the top 100. So 14 top 250, and what to say, 6 or 7 of the were top 100 players. Brought a quarterback named Sam Howell in from Monroe, North Carolina, right outside of Charlotte. I think that's going to be Ohio State, Clemson. They'll be in at top 4 or 5 with him. A little early for him. Number 2 player in the country, Quavarius Couch was here, running back linebacker out of Charlotte that really has kind of been up in the air a little bit and hadn't really narrowed things down.
It's a 2019 kid, right?
What's that?
2019?
Yeah, these are all juniors. Yeah, they came in. Had in Baylen Specter, who was committed to already. Brought in Frank Latson, a big 6'4 receiver from Miami, number 54 player in the country. That's Clemson's going to be in it. Clemson, Miami, Alabama, Florida State are going to be in it. They lead now the two tight ends they brought in this weekend, Jalen Lay from Riverdale, Georgia, and Jackson Lowe, who was teammates with Trevor Lawrence. They lead for both of those. They brought in an Alabama commitment, number 38 player in the country, offensive lineman, 4-star Pierce Quick from Trustville, Alabama. And I think it's going to be Alabama and Clemson. Alabama probably leads there. Brought in Harry Miller from Buford, Georgia. That's probably more Georgia than maybe Clemson, Alabama, some other schools there. Brought in Keandre Jones from Hogansville, Georgia. I think they have been in good shape there. Brought in Cameron McCray, another offensive lineman from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, the best of the in-state offensive linemen. And I think they're in decent shape there. Brought in 3 really good-looking defensive ends. Brandon Smith, number 45 player in the country, another 4-star. All these are 4-stars on the defensive ends that they're going to be in it till the end with him. All pretty early in this process. Kevin Harris, I think they kind of lead for him out of Loganville, Georgia. Mike Morris, whose dad played at Florida State. He's from West Palm Beach, Florida. His dad played at Florida State. He's a Florida State commitment, but the Tigers are now in the top 2 there. They brought in 5 linebackers. Jalen Scott from Shelby, Drake Thomas from Wake Forest, North Carolina, Steel Chambers from Roswell, Georgia, Karen DeLoach from Savannah, Georgia, and Trey Wilkins from Stone Mountain, Georgia. I understand everything went great with all of those guys. They brought in their safety commitment so far, and Joseph Charleston, they like him, and a 4-star, number 130 overall. They brought in 3 other safeties in Cameron Kelly, a four-star, number 158 overall from Chesapeake, Virginia. DeMarco Hellams, a number 71 player in the country, top 100 kid, four-star from Hyattsville, Maryland. And J.R. Walker from Elizabeth City, North Carolina. I think they knocked home runs with all these guys. They could lead for Andrew Booth out of a cornerback out of Lawrenceville, a four-star kid that's number 70 in the country. Feel like they're in really good shape with Sheridan Jones from Virginia Beach, Virginia, another corner. And they brought in two other corners, Tyreek Stevenson, a four-star, number 213 overall from Homestead, Florida, and DJ Turner from Suwanee, Georgia. I don't know anybody. You don't have bad visits, but I don't think anybody had a bad visit. I think they did a great job with those 27 guys, big-time guys, seven top 100 guys. What did I say, 14 top 250 guys, 15 or 16 four-star guys. And I think when things look great, from what I understand. So, and then also, too, I'll give you news in the next hour about O'Neal and Hill, the two junior safeties they brought in on official visits this weekend, two senior safeties, I should say, official visits this weekend. And there's a bunch of other recruiting news out there from what happened with the other two, other really four players they're recruiting across the board. So we'll tell you about where those other guys visited and where things stand with him. In hour number two, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. I'd love to hear from you. It is a Reaction Monday. Our phone calls, our text, our tweets. With Zach, I'm Mickey. We'd love to have you come back for Reaction Monday. You're listening to Mickey Pollard Show. We are 105.5.